The governor of Illinois has stepped into a controversy over access to birth control. There's a growing movement among some pharmacists for the right to refuse to fill prescriptions that go against their beliefs. The Illinois governor doesn't think they have such a right. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Nearly a dozen states this year are considering so-called conscience clause legislation that would make it easier for pharmacists to refuse to provide prescription contraceptives. But in Chicago Friday, Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich took the opposite tack. Following up on a case in which a pharmacist at a downtown drugstore refused, as a matter of conscience, to fill the birth control prescriptions for two women, the governor issued an emergency regulation requiring pharmacies to make such drugs available.
The pharmacy will be expected to accept that prescription and fill it in the same way and in the same period of time as they would fill any other prescription. No delays, no hassles, no lectures, just fill the prescription.
Blagojevich, at a news conference with leaders of abortion rights groups, said he doesn't think the growing number of reports from around the nation of pharmacists rejecting birth control prescriptions are a coincidence.
I have a sneaking suspicion that in all likelihood, this is part of a concerted effort to deny women access to birth control.
That's true, says Lloyd DePlantis. He's a pharmacist from Gray, Louisiana, and a board member with the group Pharmacists for Life International. He says the group is pushing for legislation to expand conscience law protections for those who dispense medications.
We feel as though pharmacists should have the same rights as every other medical practitioner to opt out of any particular area of practice that they don't feel comfortable with.
DePlantis doesn't carry birth control pills at his pharmacy, and he says that as healthcare practitioners, his colleagues shouldn't have to dispense them either.
We're saying that these chemicals, they're dangerous for every healthy woman to take birth control chemicals to control her fertility. It's always dangerous, and it always has the potential to kill or maim her unborn child.
But women's rights advocates say this latest attack on women's reproductive rights is an ominous one. Frances Kissling is president of the group Catholics for a Free Choice.
It's a clear indicator that what was once seen as an anti-abortion movement has become a broad-based anti-family planning movement, and very troubling.
Kissling says once a pharmacist raises a conscientious objection, he or she can make almost any claim.
For example, some pharmacists say they believe it is immoral for unmarried people to have sex, and therefore they will not fill birth control prescriptions for unmarried women. Some pharmacists say they think that certain birth control pills also can act as abortion-causing drugs, and therefore they won't fill them for anyone.
DePlantis, a pharmacist for life, says his profession suffers a double standard. When pharmacists catch medication errors, they're regarded as heroes, but with contraceptives...
If we refuse to fill these, we're heels.
Abortion rights supporters say pharmacists who won't fill birth control prescriptions because they oppose abortion are actually making abortions more likely by increasing the chances a woman will have an unplanned pregnancy. Julie Rovner, NPR News.